For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Philippe Lucas, and I'm founder and director of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society and Canadians for Safe Access. And I'm also director of communications for DrugSense. On June 6th, after over 2 years of hard work by many researchers and certainly by the Vancouver Island Compassion Society, we finally got a smoke, cannabis, and chronic pain double-blind clinical protocol approved by an institutional review board. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the study. It would be looking at the effects of three different strengths of smoked cannabis, a high THC varietal at 18% THC, lower THC product at 10 to 12% THC, and a zero THC placebo. And we'd be comparing the analgesic effects of those three strains on 15 members of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society.
Now, that's the first study of its kind in North America in quite a while, am I right?
Yeah, it's the first high-THC smoked cannabis and chronic pain study ever in North America, and it's also the first time that a Compassion Club or society would be involved in a clinical trial in North America. So it's a first in many ways, and really exciting for us here in Canada because, like the U.S., there's been a real dearth of real good clinical research on smoked cannabis over the last couple of years. And so we really feel that this is a study that's going to have impact in Canada and also all over North America and the world because there's just not enough of this this kind of research going on. And of course, the Vancouver Island Compassion Society's plan for this is to publish results openly. And so everyone will be able to benefit from this research. And I think that it also really points to a potential shift for Compassion Clubs to get involved in more than just distribution. I think that we need to look at Compassion Clubs and societies right now as indispensable dispensaries, as we have seen in California, how important they are in keeping that flow of medical marijuana open. But I also think that we can expand our services to include this kind of peer-reviewed and publishable research. So to me, this is a real victory for medical marijuana in general, as well as for the scientific world that just is seeking and thirsting more information on medical marijuana.
It's time to play Name That Addiction by its symptoms. Theft of cash and goods from those who pay your bills. Lying to support your habit. Whoring, cheating, dissembling, and distortion of scientific fact. Manipulation of the media. Increased death, disease, and destruction. Time's up. The answer, the U.S. mandated eternal war of drug prohibition.
Is it time to pull our heads out yet?
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.